Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy, happy Friday, my friends. 9 o'clock stretch in progress. It is 9:06, and the time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nah, I don't want to. Bang it hard. Right. Yep, whether it's a bass drum, snare drum, drum of choice, bang it, baby. Thank you very much. Rim shots included. It is the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It's more about a state of mind than anything else. I don't know about you, but it just seems like it's one thing after another. You know, I told you the whole thing with my radio story. I won't go down that path again. But now I got like an issue with my bank, and I'm going to take some ownership in this issue. Part of it is, I guess you have to really stay on everything all the time. And I just hate that. It's like, no, I don't want to go home and spend time on the computer after I've been doing, you know, hours of research on the computer, utilizing the computer at work.
No.
When I go home, it's like, come on, man, give me a break. Because that's how you do. It's all online banking. Mm-hmm. Man, did I have a surprise. So, you know, I'm looking at my stuff because I knew my balance was getting low. And like so many other people, you know, or at least I do, I go into panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, because you have some automatic stuff that maybe the insurance company's going to pull out.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, I hope I can cover that.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have overdraft protection, but therein lies a problem. So apparently I've been overdrafting a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
And it's automatically going over to credit card. Now, part of the problem is, and I'm going to try to rectify that today, you know, let's go paperless, everyone tells you. Oh, no, hell no. Don't listen to that. I want paper records. I want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to itemize it. I want to put a yellow marker on it and go, take a look at this. This doesn't make sense and all that.
Yep.
So, I'm going to do away with that garbage.
Because highlighting your screen on your phone, it does not work. Just saying.
I haven't seen a canceled check in 6 years. I don't know. What do they do with them? Where do they go?
I don't know.
They used to come back to us, right?
Yes, they did.
And look, I don't write many checks. But it's nice to have a little record. Because now online, they'll go, oh, yeah. If they say, yeah, you were at the Jiffy Stop.
Right.
Oh, I get it. That's easy. I was at the Jiffy Stop. Yeah, I spent $32. I filled up my tank full of gas.
Uh-huh.
But then I found one. Well, first of all, I see that my credit card balance on this credit card. $5,700. Now, for some people, they'd be, well, you have no idea what ours is. But for me, I'm heading toward retirement someday, hopefully, before I die. I hope it works out that way. We'll see. But, I don't want to carry a balance if I can help it. $5,700, I'm like, what the heck? Oh, and by the way, I have an automatically $400 a month payment going to that credit card because at one time I used that for like a cash advance to actually purchase part of a car. And so I wanted to pay it back. And I did it $400 a month at a time, right?
Yep.
So I'm looking, I'm paying $400 a month and that balance is going up.
I'm not supposed to work that way.
I thought it would be zero. I was actually waiting for some kind of acknowledgement that I had actually built up a credit.
Oh, no.
And I look, and I'm looking at my balances in my checking account. I'm not bragging, but they're very high. They're very high. Wow, I got a lot of money in there. I got a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, a couple of things happen, and I go, yeah, I remember that. But then there's this one for USAA. And by the way, I don't have anything USAA. I don't have their insurance. I don't have their credit card. I don't have anything.
Then that could be a problem.
And you know what the withdrawal was or whatever, the automatic debit or whatever, not automatic, but whatever the case may be. $5,600.
That's over half a radio. Sorry.
So
that's crazy.
I'm like, ah!
Well, that's why it wasn't dropping.
I feel like I talk to every person from Trinidad to India. And I still really can't get it rectified. I'm called, and actually I had Betsy call USAA, because she has a connection there in any way, but the person there, I have to honestly say, was not of any help at all. And we even had like a, you know, numbers to give her. Mm-hmm. No, since you don't have any accounts here, I don't see how that could take in place. Well, right. It did. Now, I get what they do. There's other people that set up all these kinds of websites, and they, what's the use? They were not mirror. Clone.
Yeah.
And so I think somebody got me, but I'm going to find out today. I'm going to actually go directly into the bank where I face someone human to human.
Because it's not really USAA. It's somebody else acting like them.
That's what I believe is the case.
That has happened with my wife and her business before.
A couple times, right?
Yes.
What a nightmare, right? Here I am
getting
in Nightmare
it straightened
City.
Out is just.
Say, it just, gosh. You know, I'm so grateful for the life that I have. And I mean, truly, truly, I am blessed. I have nothing to complain about other than the things you constantly hear me complain about. But it's, you know, on one hand, you're like, well, that's life. But on the other hand, you go, does it have to be this complicated?
Right.
Why do I have to, like, chase this all down?
Yes.
You know, the good old days, you walk in, and which I'm going to attempt to do, and hopefully that'll work. But, and I'm not bashing people that have dialects, but gosh darn it. I can hardly understand these customer service people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I know I'm not the only one. Now, some companies have returned. They go, oh, we don't offshore our customer service anymore.
And that's good.
Well, good. And no offense to people that work in these countries and need to make a living and all that. I just, as a customer, nobody I've ever talked to in my life says, yeah, I like that. No. I like to speak to a guy named Steve from India, whose name is probably not even close to Steve. And I don't care what their name is, and I don't have anything against them for where they come from or anything. I'm just being honest. Dialect,
yes,
and culturally, yes. There are two disconnects that makes it extremely difficult to get something done. And then part of it is the whole way that corporate sets up these customer service things.
Yep.
It's clear that they're all given like this script. Mm-hmm. They're all going through these steps, you know, and very, very slowly. I mean, how much time have we all wasted?
Oh, my goodness. Hours.
Being on hold, being on this, told, oh, we'll download the app. We'll go here. We'll go there. It is. It's extremely frustrating.
But that's where technology has gotten us with all of its benefits.
Well, I complain about talking to someone with a dialect. I guarantee you soon I'll be talking to somebody who speaks perfect American English, but it won't be a person.
They don't exist.
I mean, they're already doing that.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Can you repeat?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little difficulty now. Hold on one moment.
And it thinks, and it searches, and it does this. Although I will say, there's one instance where I actually, and you know, I don't like the whole AI videos, I hate them on YouTube, I don't want all that garbage. There was one instance where it actually was good, and that was at a drive-through at a hamburger chain. It was AI asking me the questions.
Really?
I could understand it. Okay. It was...
Yes, Zimtrit. Would you like Zimtrit?
It was clear. The dialect was great. I could understand every word. It was wonderful.
So it worked out.
It did. But that's the only exception I've seen so far.
Yeah. Can I pour flour, please? Please, Zimtrit. Do you want to...
Exactly.
And I have to. Betsy's my interpreter. I'm like, what did they say? Did you want to use the app today?
That's usually.
No, if I use the app, I tell you I use the app.
Yeah.
I didn't use a damn app.
Yeah, that chain, that's their main thing now.
Did you use the app? Would you like the cherry strudel today or whatever? No, I'll tell you what. Instead of making suggestions going through the entire menu, I know what I want. How about if I just tell you?
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
You start cooking and give me the darn bag when I pull around.
Oh, there's a concept.
I shouldn't have this much angst on a Friday. It's not right. It's against my very nature, Greg.
Yes, it is.
But with the proper amount of alcohol and pharmaceuticals, I will.
You'll be fine.
I'm kidding, kids.
Yeah.
Don't do that at home.
Or anywhere else.
And I'm really talking to the parents. Yeah. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A ton of stuff coming. I'll actually have stuff of real substance coming up. Not just me whining.
Come on.
Okay, a little whining in between.
All right.
97.3 The Sky.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. Don't be like me. Have a good attitude.
Yes.
No, I generally do. I just get frustrated sometimes. We all do.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we'll all get through it together. And it is Friday. And like I've always said, even if you don't have a regular work week, you can still have that Friday state of mind, which is usually, kind of chilling. Kind of chilling. And that's not a bad thing. A couple of things I want to cover. First of all, it is 9:21, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know, can you believe it that there's a substantial, I'm assuming, amount of people that are okay with open borders? And there's a substantial amount of people that apparently will actually, like, fight and try to disrupt a law enforcement to keep illegals that have committed crimes from being kicked out of the United States.
I mean, amazing.
You know, there's always a certain percentage of folks that are, you know, wacky, whatever. They have their own little thing. But man,
it's just weird.
If you took all the issues and looked at them, I'd be like, we should be shocked if another Democrat ever gets reelected.
But they do.
Other than Fetterman, maybe.
Because he's kind of turned into a pretty smart guy.
Yeah. So anyway, this comes, you know, transparency. This comes right from the White House. But I think it's very interesting, and I think it addresses an issue. And it says, what exactly does Tim Walz find so objectionable about enforcing our nation's immigration laws? In his pathetic, inflammatory press conference today, Walz bizarrely claimed that there is no verifiable evidence that President Donald J. Trump's immigration enforcement operations are making America safer.
What?
Yes.
What a moron.
Radical left lunatics like Walz, blinded by their deep delusions and seething hatred for President Trump, have become completely untethered from reality, ignoring the indisputable evidence that President Trump's immigration policies are literally saving lives. The nation likely saw the largest ever one-year drop in homicides in 2025, with especially steep drops in cities where the Trump administration undertook targeted immigration enforcement and crime prevention operations. For example, a single immigration enforcement operation in Florida resulted in the arrest of 150 illegal alien sex offenders, while operations in Chicago drove a dramatic decrease in violent crime. Remember when I did that story about the no bail thing?
Yeah.
And they were trying to make the case that, hey, look, the no bail thing didn't hurt. In fact, crime went down. Now you know the real reason that crime went down. And they're trying to use that statistic to say, oh, it's because we didn't make people pay bail. Yeah. All right. So a staggering 70%. Of the 650,000 illegal aliens deported by the Trump administration since taking office have been charged with or convicted of crimes. Deaths of on-duty law enforcement officers dropped by nearly 25% in 2025. Traffic fatalities have dropped dramatically with eased congestion in high immigration cities and the removal of more than 9,500 non-English-speaking commercial truck drivers who post safety risks on our roadways.
Imagine that.
Fentanyl trafficking across the southern border has been slashed in half, leading to lower fentanyl purity levels and fewer overdose deaths. emergency room reports significant reductions in illegal immigrant visits, freeing up critical resources to better serve American citizens in need of urgent medical care. The share of Americans viewing crime as a very serious issue fell by nearly 15% in 2025, reflecting the real-world impact of President Trump's approach on everyday American lives. It's an indisputable fact that President Trump's immigration policies are saving American citizens from being killed, raped, and assaulted at the hands of criminal illegal aliens with no right to be here. If Walls and Democrats find that troublesome, it only further exposes their disturbing priorities, putting criminals ahead of Americans. And yeah, that comes from the Office of Communications for the White House. And I mean, there it is. There it is. It is making it. And look, and you can also plug in the idea of logic. Of course, when you get people that are committing crimes, when you take them out of the equation, guess what? There's going to be less crimes committed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, does that not like filter through? It doesn't filter through, I guess, the Trump derangement syndrome. It just doesn't. Uh-huh. It doesn't get through. I mean, there is a purpose behind it. There is a reason why you have immigration laws, why you have borders. You're protecting the sovereignty of your nation and its citizens. And open borders, I don't know anybody that wants open borders. I guess either they don't or do understand what would occur.
Well, it's hard for us as logical thinkers and being pro-American to understand how someone's brain can even think it's a good idea to bring in other cultures, illegals, people who don't mind breaking into your country from day one, committing crimes, how that could be a negative in your neighborhood.
Unvetted, unfiltered,
yep.
Unvaccinated. Remember that? When we were told, hey, man, get
yes.
vaccinated or you're in trouble.
You'll get fired.
They were not doing the same thing to all the illegals that were coming across the border, flooding across.
No.
It's just, we could go on and on with this. I mean, I don't know. If you care about, you know, your family and safety and all that, these are no-brainers. And then there's all other economic issues tied into all this.
Yeah.
All these people are on the dole. They're sucking our social safety nets completely dry.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's all the fraud that is being uncovered
goodness.
In Minneapolis. And people getting defensive about that. Are you really going to defend people that are fraudulently stealing from America and Americans?
But they do.
Much of it being sent to foreign nations and foreign terrorist groups. It is just, it is bizarre.
I don't know how these people's brain functions at all.
Letitia James is in the news, kind of indirectly, actually. It's her... it's her hairdresser that's in a little bit of trouble, but she also has very strong, well, economic ties, I guess you'd say, to Letitia James.
Well, maybe she should go see Nancy Pelosi's hairdresser. She's open all the time.
She sure is. and then stop by the French restaurant and have dinner with the governor, Newsom.
Sure.
Who also has perfect hair. There you go. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about positive, upbeat thoughts while you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What is it about reading glasses? You either have zero or three pair laying around. There's no in between.
You're
ever.
Right. You're right.
I just like to, I'm airing it all out today, apparently.
I'm telling you, this is like an expanded segment of What's Bugging You. by Bob.
I guess so. But instead, we're looking forward to things that make you smile, more upbeat, positive thoughts. That's coming your way in a few minutes. Start thinking about that, though, what you'd like to add to the conversation that makes you smile. Non-political, you can do it. Brought to you by my friends at Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. All right, here's an interesting thing. We haven't heard of Letitia James lately, the New York AG, who really went after Trump in a big, big way. And a lot of the case, or at least the fines on that case of $500 million ridiculousness, was overturned, although they didn't overturn the actual guilty charge. But anyway, is she Snow White? Is she walking on pristine snow? Or maybe she's got some things she's done? Well, we'll have to see, because federal prosecutors have opened a new probe into the New York State Attorney General Letitia James. And this is connected to past campaign payments to her longtime hairdresser. The hairdresser was indicted in Louisiana last month on bank fraud charges. Well, what does that have to do with Letitia James? That's part of what they're going to try to discover in the investigation. But we do know this. Letitia James, her campaign, spent a total of $36,000 with, we'll call her Miss March, Marsh, $36,000. Now, that's a lot of hair doing, I would think. Well, it turns out that, roughly $22,000 of the payments were for using Marsh's studio as a campaign office for the last 4 months of her campaign. Now, that might qualify as indeed a perfectly legitimate expense. I don't know. And they're clearly looking into it. And this is in New York Times and CBS News that are kind of digging into this as well, and they're the ones who first put out the information. It's still in its early stages. But Miss Marsh of Queens was indicted by a Louisiana federal prosecutor last month on charges of bank fraud and aggravated identity theft tied to the purchase of a Land Rover. So she's got, I guess, good taste in vehicles. Hopefully she knows somebody in maintenance, too. But she and her nephew allegedly used the identity and personal information of an unidentified woman in Ohio to take out a $48,000 loan to buy a car from a Florida dealership. So this thing goes all over the place.
Oh my goodness.
Was there a reason behind that? That it's, you know what I mean? Going from here to there. There's no indication that James is tied to the current legal drama, but prosecutors are looking into it. They're investigating it. Is there a tie-in in some way? And there very well could be. But it is interesting that this person is caught up in something like this, and it sounds like fairly serious charges. But she bailed out. They granted her a bail of $50,000. And she lives in New York, and this is a Louisiana case, even though the car was coming from Florida, and the person who was being manipulated for the loan in some way, shape, or form is in Ohio. So,
wow.
But she posted a $50,000 bail. And what's interesting is I had another story about basically a drunken, naked lady thinking she was a mermaid swimming in her neighbor's pond. Got arrested because, she wouldn't listen to the police, who told her to knock it off and get out and go home. And she actually attacked the police. So she was held in Louisiana on a $65,000 bail. And I'm thinking the drunk lady next door has a larger bail set on her. I mean, do they think she really was a mermaid and she might swim away?
I got a feeling she's not that likely to try to leave town, compared especially to the other one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just, are these people politically trying to tie together the hairdresser with Letitia James? Is this some sort of payback? Honestly, I don't know. But it is interesting that who's looking into it further is both the New York Times and CBS News. We will obviously continue to follow that as well. And kudos on a local level, High Springs. Kevin Mangan, who has been a guest several times here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. He got the 2025 PIO, Public Information Officer of the Year Award. That's a statewide thing, so that's pretty... That's a nice. Pretty big deal, and since we know Kevin, we'll toot his horn for him.
Absolutely.
And he does do a great job, and he's a former radio guy, and we like to see people graduate to real jobs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're happy for him. But congratulations, Kevin, and he has done some fine work. He was doing that whole Safe Kids North Central Florida thing.
Right.
Putting kids in car seats and make sure they fit. You know, one of the laws that changed this year, I believe, is raising the age. You have to be in a car seat.
Really?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it went from like 5 to 8.
Really?
Or at least a booster. And there's some 8-year-olds are pretty, they're larger than some full-grown adults. So.
And I'm sure size and weight may come into play there. But yeah, the boosters are still a safer thing from a standpoint of just placing the kid in a good position.
As a parent, the greatest invention in the world was when... The minivan, in my case, I had one of those Dodge minivans.
Yes.
When they did the built-in car seats, I was
absolutely.
Like, hallelujah!
Because you didn't have the hassle of carrying it. The kid didn't have some complex over being in a child seat.
Hey, if the adult doesn't have a complex about driving a minivan, the kid needs to get over it.
Well, there's that.
Oh,
actually, they made some nice minivans. They really did.
Oh, no.
They did.
The minivan was an awesome invention. Isn't that the same guy that gave us the Mustang, Lee Iacocca?
Yep.
So that was his brainchild, and everybody thought he was a little stoopy.
Well, he tried to kind of do it when he was at Ford, and they didn't go for it. He's like, okay, well, I'll show you.
Not only am I going to go to Chrysler, I'm going to save the entire company, and I'm going to kick your butt with a minivan idea that you don't think is so good.
And he did.
And it really...
I liked him.
For size... And efficiency and that, they still, but it's an image thing. It's a perception, public perception thing. Even though they're nice, they drive nice, you know, they're still jokes.
It turned into something you really didn't need to.
Do you remember these radio guys? And I know you know the names, but I don't know if you ever really got to listen to them. John Boy and Billy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
can imagine.
They were hilarious. But they did. They actually had like a song.
Oh, no.
That was, you know, about the minivan driving home, like getting a call or getting the information that, you know, you're driving the minivan. You're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving the minivan home and you're supposed to stop and get milk and bread. they had the funniest bit related to that. And everybody could relate to it because it's like, yeah, I want to be the cool guy in a sports car. But, you know, I got 3 kids.
Uh-huh.
So, I thought that was interesting. But, yeah, the minivan was...
Well, the irony, they were safer than a lot of the SUVs, because a lot of the SUVs were truck standard construction.
Right.
They didn't, you know, they're big and tough. They did not hold up as well in accidents as the minivans did. Kind of an irony there, if you're trying to protect your kids, your family.
Yeah. No, it's fond memories there.
I even
built a little platform, you know, that went between the driver's seat and the passenger seat, so that the people, the kids sitting in the back... could see like a TV, a little VHS TV combo, right?
Right.
And, you know, put in Barney the Dinosaur, and man, you travel, you know, of course, shimbaree, shimbara, you hear over and over again. But,
Well, there was one of the greatest inventions of all time, screens in the back of the front seats.
This is true. And I was at the forefront of that by actually doing, you know, wiring it up and doing it. Even built a little box it sat on and made the angle a little bit better for the viewership of the children.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were only thinking of the children.
I just wanted that Dad of the Year awards all I was going for.
Oh, okay.
No. Now I'll ask my kids. Their childhood was, I think, pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they did
for the most part.
Yeah, they did fine.
Yeah. All right, what else we got coming up? What else are we doing? Things that make you smile, that's coming up. Start thinking about
the weekend. Hello. Just looking forward to that. This week has flown by, though.
It has.
I mean, for our first week back, it could have, like, drug out forever. But no, it's actually kind of, on several days this week, I'm like, wow, it's moving along pretty good. And here we are Friday.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, real quick, I mentioned Tucker Carlson earlier,
And
I'm like, did he fly the coop? What happened? Because there's a lot of other conservatives that are taking shots at him. So I found this, and I'll go through it rather quickly, but it's one of his latest posts 13 hours ago on Facebook. This is Tucker, mm-hmm. who I was a huge fan of, but haven't followed him much since he left his gig at Fox.
Right.
Living down there in Boca Grande, living a good life with the Bushes, with the Bush family, near the compound there.
Yeah.
He said, what happened a few days ago in Venezuela is not just a big surprise to people who are watching it. It's not just a kind of exciting foreign policy story. It is the effective announcement by the U.S. government that our system is changing, that we are now explicitly an empire. We're an empire. What? What's he talking about?
Well, is he going down the road because we're talking about this being our hemisphere and we need to protect it? I mean, is that where he's going?
Well, that's what he's not fully acknowledging, I think.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, he's making references to, you know, 1945 when we won World War II and 1918 when the British Empire effectively ended, 1898 when we got Puerto Rico, and then a few years later, Cuba. And he said, so you could argue that the United States, like all big prosperous countries, inevitably became an empire. I don't think we have Cuba anymore. I mean, pretty sure.
If there's one we should, that's probably it. But
actually, yeah, when you think about it. So, you know, he says, well, there's more to it than getting rid of this, you know, the bad guy and all that.
Right.
And we agree.
Sure there is.
We agree. But why does it have to go from questioning foreign policy to we're an empire?
Right. Yeah.
Now we know why Eric Erickson was saying that they're sending Tucker Carlson audio into Iran for the protesters to show that, you know, America is bad or something like that. But look, it's okay to question these things.
Sure it is.
But I think that you also have to be careful that you're not going to be used. Like, you're going to be the dupe. You're the useful idiot that the left is going to use to promote their ideology. Look, because what you're doing, you're taking a shot at what's going on now. Mm-hmm. You're taking a shot at what President Trump is doing. And I have to ask Tucker this and everybody else. Would you rather have Kamala in charge right now? Oh. And I'm being dead serious.
Yes.
What do you think our foreign policy would be like then? Is it the worst thing in the world to go into Venezuela? Look, was it for the oil? Yeah. The oil plays a significant role in this. Does it have to do with the drugs being pushed out of Venezuela and into our American streets? Absolutely it does. Does it have to do with China and Russia slowly creeping much more in and having an influence into our hemisphere? You're darn tootin'. It is all of the above. So, Tucker, don't be a sucker. And don't make me drive down to Boca Grande and shout at you and throw lizards at your house, because I will. Because I know that neighborhood.
There's a visual.
I've been to that hood, brother.
There's a visual.
I jumped off those bridges between Boca Grande and the mainland.
Tossing iguanas at Tucker.
I won't even wait for it to be cold to throw them lizards. Careful.
Yeah.
They do carry salmonella.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, this gorgeous weather is making me smile. Enjoy it, because apparently changes are coming, like by Monday. So be aware of that. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and My Dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. And let's go to Terry. What's making you smile?
Once again, I get in trouble with the wife. I was watching my grandson while I'm doing yard work, and he's 3 years old, and he turns to me and says he has to go to the bathroom. And I, of course, I just tell him, like, oh, yeah, there's bushes, go over there and do your thing.
Uh-oh.
Next thing I know, I hear my wife screaming his name, and I spin around real quick. Nope. He's standing in the middle of the yard facing the road with his pants down to his knees.
Oh.
In the doghouse again.
Oh, oops.
My goodness.
Oops. That's why they usually don't leave the dads or granddads in charge for too long.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of dogs, a dog walker outside Manhattan, kind of a bummer. She had to borrow $300 to help make her rent, and she was in a local store and lost it. They posted trying to go, hey, has anybody seen this cash? Nobody did, but folks got together and, like, literally $10 per person came up with enough money to make sure that she could make her rent. In New York, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I love a story like that.
Yeah.
And you know what, Greg?
What's that?
That makes me smile.
Well, that was kind of the idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well done, sir. 9:55 on the Bob Rose Show. Not done yet. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. In an advance that could help ensure people are taking their medication on schedule, MIT engineers have designed a pill that can report when it has been swallowed. This new system, which can be incorporated into existing pill capsules, contains a biodegradable radio frequency antenna. After it sends out the signal that the pill has been consumed, most components break down in the stomach while a tiny RF chip passes out the body through the digestive tract. Or does it? I won't take the chip. Oh, it's for your own good. It's like a modern vaccination. Yeah. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.